Good morning. This is Nick Augustine from Lone Star Content Marketing here with Scott Davis from Thrive Hive. And today we are talking all about the combination of organic search engine optimization with search engine marketing and advertising and more things that we can do for small businesses. Okay, so this is the Denton Area Business Beat, and we welcome our guest, Scott Davis from Thrive Hive. Scott, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Nice and chilly here in Chicago.
Oh, well, you know, it's 30 degrees here in North Texas, which means that Nick did not leave the house for a chamber breakfast today. He will go tomorrow.
That's funny.
The horse has a blanket, though, so he's happy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's bitter cold, and it's you know, winter's here early, but hopefully it'll warm up again. So everyone is sitting there looking at their calendar, seeing the holidays are coming up, Christmas is going to be here, and we're going to be in January soon enough. So it's kind of time to wrap up. What do we do in marketing for this year? What can we do next year? And it's just a perfect time to talk about our affiliate partnership between Lone Star Content Marketing and Thrive Hive and what we can all do. So I'm going to just give a general outline of what we're going to cover today in our short little 30-minute podcast here. I'll tell people what we do at Lone Star Content Marketing with WordPress websites, search engine optimization, writing and publishing content, social media management, podcast production, and, of course, website development and maintenance. Meanwhile, Scott will tell us all about Thrive Hive and what software and tools they have to really perform what I consider almost magic compared to what we had many years ago. We'll talk about to Scott about search advertising, display advertising, mobile advertising, and video advertising. But before we do anything, when we get on a call with people and we meet new people, we ask them questions. So Scott, tell us a little bit about how that works, and you know, what do we look at when we're talking to a new person and they, you know, how do they have a conversation with us? It starts with us knowing more about them.
That's correct, Nick. And, you know, obviously you want to set the right expectations, find out what they need, find out what their pains are. And also, you know, just take a look at their overall, you know, web presence before you start making recommendations. You know, find out what's broken and just find out what needs to be fixed. I love to reverse engineer websites and just to see what things are broken. And if somebody were to sign up with us and there's some things broken on their end, you know, obviously compromises our programs. So we want to make sure that anything on their end outside of what we're doing or we're talking about is fixed and ready to go and is adequate to provide a good user experience for the end user.
You know, it's really true when you talk about the website being, you know, things going wrong there. I mean, you don't – it's sort of like, you know, driving a car that you do all this custom body work, you know, make it look so great, but the underlying, you know, chassis, engine's not running, transmission's no good. So you do need your website to be working optimally. And, you know, one of the things here, we're always working on our website and changing things and updating and adding resource pages and website graders. I tell people, here, you can do this yourself and look for yourself. You know, it used to be everything was sort of behind the black curtain like the Wizard of Oz, but everything that we could do, people can learn to do themselves if they so choose. It's a matter of what is the best use of their time and resources. But, you know, it is also just, it's great to show people, here's your website, here's where it's working, here's where it's not. And if you don't update your website, and that's what development and management, people ask, well, what are you doing on the back end all the time? You know, instead of, you know, in addition to just writing content, there's so much more that goes on with making sure that your plugins are right, making sure you don't have broken links, making sure things are indexed correctly, because these things don't just jump off the website page. And so under the hood, something could be terribly wrong that we wouldn't know about.
Correct. So it's part of our fiduciary responsibility to let the person know something's broken. And, you know, we try not to find stuff. It's kind of like going to that doctor that doesn't ask a lot of questions. That, you know, that's not how we work. We're very intuitive, and we ask a lot of questions just to make sure we're on the same page and we're setting the right expectations and just to make sure there's no oversights with anything.
Absolutely. You know, when we think about what could be broken with websites, one of the first things that pops to my head is the use of template websites versus custom websites. And everyone has a budget for different things. And the custom sites may be a little bit more, but they also can produce a lot more results and be a lot, you know, a lot of people consider them superior. That said, depending on your business needs, you may be just fine with a well-built template-based website, managed WordPress that looks very good and is very functional and works just great. But things can go wrong. So, you know, plugins, when someone calls and says my website went down, you know, I mean, usually that's a call to GoDaddy and making sure that we go back and go to a restore point and get it right back up for them. But what could be the problem? So we have to troubleshoot that, and that could be something like a plugin that is not working right or misfiring. So really it is important to always be going through and making sure these things work. And what we do at Lone Star Content Marketing is we use the industry-leading software, and you know, we have paid resources that we use that will give us emails and notices if things need to be updated, if things are going wrong, and also as we're going into the sites, we check those out. So a little bit more about what we do at Lone Star Content Marketing. We're dealing with everything on the back end so that we can give it to Scott and everyone at ThriveHive and really make some great things happen. In order to give them a good, healthy website, we make sure that everything is written correctly. So when we work with Scott, you know, we work independently, we always have our keyword research and our keyword plan of action and make sure that all of our sites are well optimized for different keywords and phrases that we have done, you know, some industry research on. You know, what are your competitors doing, honestly, and how can we do it better than them and highlight you? So we're focused on those keywords. We're writing and publishing content on a regular basis, writing and publishing content, by the way, that is formatted in a very specific way that the search engines appreciate when they are coming by to go through and index all of your information. And once that information is, you know, crawled and indexed, then that leads to your ranking and authority online. So in addition to that, we put it out to the public. That's your social media aspect. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, Instagram. People love Instagram. And all of these have sponsored opportunities where you can boost that post, you know, Facebook and Instagram, and get it to more people. And people are responding well to these. They like them. All of my clients who boost their posts get new people calling. So that's a positive thing. We also do podcasts. Now, podcasts like this is an informative podcast where we're just basically explaining things. We have some podcasts with some of our clients where we go much further in depth into certain areas and subject matter. And when we're sharing those and people can find and listen to them, they get to hear a discussion among people who visit about what's going on. So it's a little bit better and easier than just reading and reading and reading. I always say click and listen while you're cleaning your desk and organizing your day. So with websites, we have everything tied to social media. It's all bundled up together, and it's all what we call organic search engine optimization. So what we're focused on is making sure that when someone's doing research and looking for someone online, putting something in a search engine, that they are going to find the keywords that are going to bring you up and those organic search results, which on your Google search results are the ones that follow the paid advertising, which Scott's going to talk about, and then it also follows the Google Map Pack. And another good thing that when we're focusing on organic search, we're also focusing on your Google My Business and making sure that everything is set exactly correctly so that those keywords and all your content are going to match what your competitors are doing that's getting them to show up in the map. So when you do a search on Google and you get that map, you want to be, you know, on the top three. Which also there's an option to be at the top of the top three with paid search. So really exciting things with that. Google is one of the biggest things. I mean, if we're on Google, just a general word of thumb, if you remember nothing else from this discussion this morning, do remember that Google appreciates those who play well with Google. So if you want people to find you on Google, you probably should pay attention to having something on YouTube, which is owned by Google, having your Google My Business completely filled out and consistent and absolutely correct by having, also by sending your customers and people who like you, send them to give you Google reviews. 5-star Google reviews can net you results far beyond what a lot of other activities can do. It's just one of those simple no-brainers and things you've got to do. Scott, that's pretty much what I have to say about organic search. Now, once I get my website all set up and everything is humming and perfect, and you take a look under the hood, we all take a look under the hood, and we say this thing is race ready, we're waiting for those green lights and the person to wave the flag and let us go, then what happens with ThriveHive?
Well, we have a launch call. We want to make sure that the expectations are set properly, the settings are done properly, the targeting, and you know, basically we can help you with any possible thing to help grow your business and protect your brand. So I don't know, did I answer your question? I don't know if I answered your question completely.
Well, making the phone ring tomorrow is the thing that, you know, when we're on a call with someone and you talk about how much more business would you like, where would you like it from, how do you want the phone to ring, what do you want the ringtone to sound like almost, you know, making the phone ring tomorrow, that's what people really like to hear.
Yes, we can certainly do that with Google Ads. You're paying your way to get to the first page. We are a Google Premier partner. And Google actually checks our work every week. Every account is run through our channel partners at Google, and they check our work, make sure it's functioning properly, making sure we're going after the right keywords, making sure we aren't going after the wrong keywords, which is very key. And this is simply not a set and forget it program. It requires constant, you know, daily monitoring. Everything is tracked in real time, and we eliminate all the guesswork with your ads. I'm sure you've heard that, you know, it's actually the father, some consider the father, of modern advertising, John Wanamaker. You know, half my ads are working. The only problem is I don't know which half. So we eliminate the guesswork, and we make database decisions instead of emotional decisions on advertising. Real easy to make emotional decisions. So if we have the right data, we're going to make informed decisions and the correct decisions. So basically with Google Ads, you know, you're appearing on the first page immediately with the right copy and the right content, and we're able to make your phone ring right away and also get, you know, form submit leads right away. And those are just as important of a lead and convert just as well as a phone call does with our experience.
So Google Premier Ad Partners is, I consider that a pretty big deal. There's not a lot of y'all out there.
No, there's a few of us out there, but it's not that many. And we run quite a few clients, you know, through Google Ads, because that's one of the most successful ways to make your phone ring right away. So we have quite a bit of volume running through. They like our technology, virtually zero complaints, and all those things factor into that status. So very proud to have that status. And, you know, obviously great to have that bat phone to them, so to speak.
Well, absolutely. And when you have feedback directly from Google as to what's working, what's not working, what it likes, what it doesn't. I mean, Google wants you to succeed. And because
yes,
the more you succeed, the clients are happy, Google's happy, everyone's happy. So
everyone's happy.
That's what I like above and over, you know, other folks who work in paid search, who are just sort of taking stabs in the dark and guessing. And I mean, when we're getting into long tail keywords and some of the real, you know, let's say I have a, you know, we'll talk about, you know, a business that sells tires, truck tires or something. I mean, some of the basic keywords and things that we're doing in organic search, and what we're writing our web pages for, that's one thing. When you get into some of these real specific things for the targeted, you know, paid search, that's a whole different. So stabbing in the dark, not so good. And that's why a long time I've sort of steered away from ads, you know, from paid search campaigns, until really finding an outfit in a partnership that I felt was something that works well, and I can tell you why it works, and you know, why I stand behind a lot of what ThriveHive can do is because of this Google Premier partnership. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. There's links right on our website. You can go directly to the link where it says Premier Partner and read specifically why Google finds that ThriveHive is worth their salt. It even tells you how many professionals they have and how much experience they have. So it's a really powerful thing. So having that in the back end, you know, supporting everything that's going on. We have options with ThriveHive with search advertising, display, mobile, and video. Let's break those down a little.
I'm sorry, say again. It was display, mobile, and video?
Search advertising, display advertising, mobile advertising, and video advertising. And I'm going that just through them in that order because that's the order that they are listed on the Google Premier Partner page.
So search, you know, also means Google Ads. It used to be called Google AdWords. Again, it's just, you know, a way to go after hundreds of keywords. So SEO, you know, search engine optimization is extremely important. Usually about half click on that part and then half click on the ads. You know, it's not a definite science, but usually it's about 50-50. There's obviously fluctuations. The beauty about searches is we can track phone calls and we can track form submits coming in from that. Again, we're not guessing if the ads worked. And we can go after quite a few more keywords with Google Ads versus SEO. You can certainly go after the same amount of SEO keywords, but it's easier to rank on the first page immediately, you know, with 200-300 keywords that are relevant to your business model. Again, premier partner status with ThriveHive and Google Ads. Display program, that could mean, you know, programmatic display. It could mean behavioral targeting. Pardon me. That's just basically targeting somebody at the very top of the buying funnel and following them, nurturing them, all the way down to the bottom and the purchase phase of your buying funnel. So there's numerous studies out there that show that if you do a display program at the same time as a Google Ads program, pardon me, the lift that occurs, meaning the increase in conversions over time, increases substantially. So they feed off each other. They don't compete. They feed off each other. Some folks may not be ready to buy at the moment, but it keeps display programs, keep your brand at the top of the forefront, the top of someone's mind. So very important program. And that also includes something called geofencing, mobile geofencing. And what that means is we're able to target cell phone users across any particular fence. So if you're a restaurant and you want to go after, you know, a competitor's restaurant, or you want to go after, you know, somebody else that's would be a really good target for you, I can show your ads on cell phones inside a particular geofence. Each geofence is about 100 yards long. So consider a football field. I'm able to display and show your ad inside that football field. And you can have multiple football fields or fences. I can tell you when they engage with your ad outside of your place of business and when they walk in the door. Obviously, I can't get the name of the person because of privacy issues, but it's a great tool to bring people to your door. And that's called display with mobile geofencing. Google paid YouTube back in 2006, I believe, $1.65 billion to acquire their video platform. You know, now you can watch TV on there. You can possibly, their DIY or do-it-yourself video searches are up 33% in the past couple of years. I don't know about you, but I watch YouTube more than I watch regular television. You can promote your brand on there and basically tell your story about why videos are so great and why videos about your business are so great. This is not necessarily a lead generation tool. It's basically a branding tool and will definitely tell your story better than anybody else can. I don't know about you, but if I'm looking for a new lawyer, a new doctor, you know, a new contractor, and I see a video on there of the owner or one of the practice managers, it makes me feel better. It's like I know them already before I walk in the door. So that's just a big selling point for me, this video. It'll protect your brand and you're able to tell your story better. And then obviously all these things revolve around mobile, right? Google paid Apple iPhone division $8 billion for the rest of 2018. And then another 10 or 12 billion, I can't remember the number, 12 billion I think it is, for all of 2019.
That's a lot.
To make sure it is a lot. Actually, that's it. That's a bargain right now. And the reason why we're doing that, or why Google rather is doing that, is because people are using cell phones more than anything else. 70% of my clients on board so far are getting their leads from mobile. So
absolutely.
Google wants to make sure if I'm using an iPhone and you know they want to make sure they're the default search engine. Google is used more than anybody else because it gives you the most accurate responses and accurate results versus any other search engine.
I want to say that I'm looking at my notes from WordCamp, DFW WordCamp, where those of us in the WordPress development arena, we go there every year and stay up with what's going on. Some of my notes here, and this might, I don't know how current this data, might be a little bit old, but 46% of all searches on Google are local, and 76 local searches result in a phone call. 18% of mobile searches lead to a sale within one day. I mean, everything's on mobile. It used to be significantly less when, you know, years back people were saying, okay, you know, we'll find this thing and then I'm going to go back and go to my website. Well, no. Most of us, we do everything searching. One of the first things we find is a business on Google, because you know that when you see their Google listing on search, you're going to find their website, you're going to find their contact, their hours, everything else you need to know.
Google and their reviews.
Yeah, the reviews. And I mean, these things are golden. And for so long, people are so worried about so many other aspects of their marketing and digital business generation. and we're forgetting and leaving, you know, the Google My Business thing, like, you know, separate over here, you know, need some attention. So all these things really, I think the point that I want to drive home is these things all combine together. Could you do everything without the search advertising? Yes. And do everything on, you know, organic search and be found? Of course you can. Can you also do everything on an advertising level with the AdWords and search advertising and not organic? I mean, I guess you could, but I mean, you need the website first. The website needs to be well written and content. When I talk about search engines are fed by content, content is what feeds them. It's what helps them continue to rank your site. And one of these things that gives it authority, this is my next free advice for the day. Join a chamber of commerce. Go onto your Chamber of Commerce Chamber Master site. Now, I'm pretty sure that whether you're in the Sanger, Texas Chamber or a Chamber of Commerce where Scott lives or anywhere else, most of them are using Chamber Master, which is sort of an industry leading platform. You can go and fill out all your information about your business right on there. And the Chamber Master, and when I look and do in my search my own site, through my own auditing programs, I see the Sanger, Texas Chamber of Commerce. Boom, that's a good backlink. That's popping up. So what that's doing is it tells Google, I mean, Google's like a big library. It needs to find out where the books, you know, if it takes your book, what is your book all about? It needs to discover what your book is in your business. So it's crawling and discovering. Then it's indexing for relevance and categorizing your information in the books. And then is your business a business that's worthwhile and relevant to people? That's your authority and your ranking. So, and one of the things that leads to that is the quality backlinks from good organizations and a great quality backlink. This program right now on WordPress, or I'm sorry, this program on Blog Talk Radio, there's a backlink to the website there. That's another good backlink. All these things are, you know, it's like making chili. And the better your chili, you know, the people with the more ingredients, SEO juice. There's
great
a lot
analogy.
Of different SEO juices and spices. Well, it's cold out right now, and I've been making a lot of chili lately. So, and you know, you try different recipes with different, you know, different things, and you know, get different, you know, versions of your chili. So, but what makes the best chili is, you know, really following the directions, learning what other people have done in the past to make great chili. Like getting the right ingredients and getting the freshest ingredients, cooking things at the right times. And it's the same analogy really rings true to everything about finding your business online, getting more customers, and everything else. And the technology has surpassed my expectations. You know, who knows more? I mean, our phones, when we're searching things and speaking into our phone and giving it questions, you know, that information is, I mean, that's the, you know, the next thing is, I guess, making sure that all of our content is compatible with what people are searching on phones. I mean, the technology will just continue. And as long as it does, companies like mine, I've been here doing this for 15 years almost. Scott's been doing what he's been doing for about the same amount of time. ThriveHive has been doing what they've been doing for a long time. And we just have the right recipes for the best chili at this point.
And you got to have the right – it's a great point, Nick, and I love analogies too. You need to have the right ingredients, and you can't cook your chili in 5 minutes. You can't slap that in the microwave. It's a slow boil.
No, you got to simmer 30 minutes, Mine has beer and water in it. You have to get it simmering, and then you put the add all this stuff, and add that, and then you put 3/4 cup beer, and then an amber ale at once, and then some water, and you've got to let it simmer for 20 minutes. Then come back, put the rest of the water in the beer, and another 30-minute simmer. So simmering, it takes some time.
Yeah, so you can't cook that fast. You got to have the right ingredients, which we do. You do, we do, and you got to cook it for the right time. If you have the right ingredients, you cook it for the right time, it's going to taste the best. Same thing goes with digital marketing.
There you go. So for budget,
so we
people
should get
have yeah. So people say budgets and money. How much does this cost? Well, we have options for just about everyone. Again, we have template sites we can build. We have custom websites we can build, and with the search engine marketing on Scott's side, there's a range, you know, and it goes back to Scott's original question, how much do you want your phone to ring?
Correct. You can make it ring a little bit, medium, or a lot. So if you're able to handle a whole bunch of phone calls, you know, locally, we can do that. If you don't want to be inundated with phone calls, we can dial it down and get, moderate exposure. So any kind of, goal you're trying to reach, we can help you hit that.
Absolutely. So do give us a call for more information to learn what we can do for your business. And you may have worked with a lot of people in the past. We frequently talk to people who have had a variety of experiences, good, bad, and all sorts of different experiences with different companies in the past. And I want to remind people that in any uptick in the economy, we've been in a strong economy, and I've seen this through my years of doing this, that when the economy is good, a lot of people jump into this game, and there are internet marketing. I'll sort of say it's sort of like when the 2008 hit, and all the people who were mortgage brokers making $100,000 a year, the next day they were internet marketing experts, you know, because they watched a few videos online. So there's those guys and some of their promises, and you could have been hurt before, but the whole deal is to find people who are vetted and people who know what they're doing, and talk to us. You can look at different reviews about our companies and people who give the social proof for that. But there's all different experiences out there. We work with people who have a variety of people on their marketing team. For some people, we're just a little plug-in. It's not that we are coming in to take over your whole thing. You might just need your website redone and not even need Scott, or you might need Scott and not me. So regardless, we are an ethically based company. We've seen all the brown sugar out there, and we're trying to avoid that and work with good people who are ethical and sound, people who are going to be, those who are going to help us, those who are going to give us referrals, because we all do business with people we know, like, and trust. And so our whole approach on this is a more ethical one. And there was a lot of discussion before Scott and I formed our partnership, and that whole business ethics thing is what's really important to me. And to him.
That's a great point, Nick. I've been doing this since 2006. So that's about 100 years and like dog years as far as internet years. So, and just remember, Google's only 20 years old. They were still on Stanford servers in November of 1998. So they're only 20 years old with much more to come.
Absolutely. All right. Good number to get a hold of me for anyone who wants to call is 940-498-2863, located here in the Denton area. Scott, if they want to get a hold of you, what's a good number?
Thank you, Nick. It's 224-250-4069. 224-250-4069. You can call or text whenever you get a chance. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
All right. And best website?
Thrivehive.com. So THRIVE and then Hive, HIVE.com. Thrivehive.com.
All right. And ours is Lone Star Content Marketing. We look forward to hearing from you, even if you have a basic, simple question or want to search for one of the resources that we list on our site, or just poke around and start learning in our knowledge base of blog articles that we're building and carrying on for you all. So that is our podcast for this morning for Denton Area Business Beat. We look forward to hearing from you all and hope that everyone stays warm and soon has a happy Thanksgiving and is ready for marketing in 2019 and exceeding expectations. We like to hear that. All right. Well, thank you,
yes,
Scott.
We do.
I appreciate your time this morning. So
Anytime, Nick. It's a pleasure.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.